What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the This Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Fox and primarily how Marvel benefits from having Fox back in the, or into the Disney fold. Because obviously, there's been rivalry for years of the problems with the movie rights, because back when Marvel was struggling back in the 90s, they sold off all their movie rights to different film studios all over the place because they just needed money and they were that short. Fox brought X-Men, they brought they had more than X-Men. They had Fantastic Four, they had Deadpool, they had a number of different characters. I think they had Daredevil and a few other ones, and over time some of them slipped back to Marvel because they didn't do anything with them. But obviously X-Men kept going, they kept trying the Fantastic Four, but now that they are back in, it now means that they're all going to be coming back into the fold. Marvel's pushing the characters. We talked a couple of weeks ago about the Fantastic Four comic book coming back. But also, like, the X-Men and the whole X-Men universe. And I think this has been building for a while because we've talked about it before. Of the Fox TV shows based, like, Gifted and Legion have been playing nice with Disney. And I do wonder if there was, like, a precursor to stuff. There was a deal going on even before the buyout.
I have to assume that there was, you know, because they've been feuding for years and building up bad blood, and apparently even to the point where some of the brass up at Marvel, like, literally just stormed out of a meeting with them, and that's what turned the whole Fantastic Four X-Men nonsense around. Yeah. That was years ago. But, you know, even before we knew that this deal was done, the only thing waiting on it was shareholder approval and FCC approval or whatever the department was, etc. We knew the Fantastic Four were coming back. The X-Men were getting a much bigger placement. You know, they've had events to bring the X-Men back into the fold. Marvel was trying to replace them with the Inhumans for a long time. That has been dropped. The Inhumans are, heck, they're getting wiped out right now. So, I have to assume that even before the deal was done, Fox was like, all right, we need to kind of not be troublesome. We need to play nice with Marvel, let them know that things were going to be okay. And by the same token, Marvel had to go, you know, even if the deal doesn't go through, as long as we can play nice, we won't try to sabotage our own properties in a little hissy fit like little children. So
yeah, well, I always thought it would make sense for Marvel to do what they did because they didn't help it. I think also with the X-Men movies, were dropping in, other than Logan and Deadpool, the actual main core X-Men movies were dropping each time. They weren't getting the same thing, and the way movies were moving on, they were running short. So it makes sense from their point of view. Fantastic Four weren't doing very well. That was just a franchise that they couldn't seem to. And I think a deal was done before this was even with the TV shows and all the rest of it, that there was stuff going on in the background way before the Fox deal. It just means now that, and it's always that been that big fun thing of whenever this Fox Disney deal comes up about everyone going, oh yeah, the X-Men and Deadpool and everything can come back. There's always been like this urban myth and this. To me, for the Fox deal, was so much bigger than just Marvel coming back. It was, but it does really just make Marvel a little bit more secure, a little bit more concentrated, and now they just need to sort out the mess with Sony for the 900 characters that apparently they own.
But the only character they care about, yeah, which is of course Spider-Man, they've already got to deal with. So yeah, you know,
it's that kind of weird thing. I think as far as Marvel goes, this is the deal is going to make life a lot easier. It also means that it opens up the X-Men to, it hopefully, like the TV series and stuff, they can do something a little bit better than, I mean, I don't like Legion, I didn't like that one, but like the Gifted was always a bit like, well, we're trying to do the X-Men and we're going to drop the X-Men name here and there and we're going to keep dropping the mic on it, but we really want to do an X-Men series but we can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't really have much to add on to that one.
It is, isn't it? It's just,
yeah,
you know, it's like, oh, the X-Men have been, oh, you sent us here, okay. You know, we got there's a new animated series as well starting, and that says to me that this was in work a long time ago. of them starting to feel comfortable to start pushing these characters. Because animated TV shows don't just appear overnight. They take years to build up to.
Yeah, but speaking of shows, I mean, we lost the Deadpool show several months ago, and I'm wondering if there might have been some backdoor politics or backdoor deals with that as well, in that, you know, Marvel does have to come to terms with the fact that they've now got two R-rated properties that they're bringing into the fold, Logan and Deadpool.
Yeah.
And while they've said that they're going to allow those movies and franchises to continue, and they're going to continue to allow having an R rating with them, you've got to figure that they're probably trying to distance themselves from that. Because this is Disney we're talking about. And yeah, while they've done R movies in the past, but they've always done them through a secondary studio. You almost never see the Disney logo on an R movie.
I mean, during a recent meeting from all the shareholders and stuff, they did talk about the fact that none of the R-rated stuff is going on the new Disney streaming stuff. It's all going to be going on Hulu. That's kind of like their more adult line for the streaming side of things. So I think Deadpool is a little bit safer because he's making money for Disney. And therefore, they can kind of play that one. And I think X-Men and all the rest of it will just nicely slide into the new streaming service because they're all, other than Logan, everything else was PG-13 kind of territory. So I don't think the X-Men and the Fantastic Four, they've really got a huge problem with that. It's just Deadpool is kind of out on his own. And I think they can release it as a 20th Century Fox Marvel movie, not be part of the cinematic universe, because Deadpool makes more sense because he can take the mick out of it. He can stand there and point, look directly down the line, say something funny, and everyone knows that it's separate and it's not part of the MCU and all the rest of it. But they could do something if they wanted to, but I think Deadpool's safe because he makes money.
Right.
But then you look at... Yeah.
Just so long as they let Deadpool continue to be Deadpool and they don't try to actually interfere with it. Let Ryan Reynolds and the writers do Deadpool on their own. Because I think one of the takeaways from the Wreck-It Ralph trailer or sneak peek, whatever you want to call it, the clip that we saw at D23 and then has also been making the rounds recently, is that although it's a funny scene, we're talking about the princesses and how they react to Penelope the first time. While it is a funny scene, it's also kind of got that like cringe of Disney doesn't really know how to make fun of themselves.
Yeah.
Or they don't want to make fun of themselves properly because, you know, they need to maintain their image and they don't want to damage their properties. And if they kind of do the same thing with Deadpool where they kind of take over the script responsibilities or they try to meddle with the script writing, it could definitely get that whole like look, we're making fun of ourselves, but not really. We're doing it in a very safe way. And that's not what Deadpool is. Deadpool is definitely not doing it the safe way. No. So we'll have to wait and see. Because they've said the R rating is fine. But
yeah,
I am a little bit worried about them being willing to let Deadpool continue to do the things that Deadpool
does.
Yeah,
it's that kind of weird thing. Like Deadpool's becoming his own little thing. Where it's like for X-Men, I think it needs a reboot. I'll be honest. I think the Fox,
the Fox
universe has it needs a kick up the butt because it's like Dark Phoenix keeps getting pushed back. Apparently, you know, the New Mutants has that been kind of all over the place. Whether or not that thing even gets released. I mean, I was reading only the other day of Fox are being a little bit coy of what they're like announcing. They're not really starting work on a lot of, even though it's supposed to be business as usual, they're being a little bit cautious of stuff that's they don't want to get too far into because they don't want to put a lot of effort in for it to be canned. And also other movie people aren't going to Fox to like make their movies or distribute them because they don't want it in the Disney like hemisphere kind of thing. So there's this weird thing, and I think it's going to take a while, but these, you know, apparently Dark Phoenix got pushed back to next February. I don't know.
I'm fine with it never coming out, honestly.
I have a feeling it's almost like it could just, I feel like that movie's Apocalypse just didn't work. It didn't capture it, and it didn't, that almost felt like that should have been the end of the line, really.
Yeah, honestly, I actually really enjoyed Apocalypse, but it was a problematic movie, and it was definitely another one of the movies like X-Men 3 or X-Men Origins Wolverine, the first of the Wolverine movies, where you definitely got the sense that the people who were working on it didn't really know what made the other X-Men movies work.
Yeah.
Or what, why they were popular, and they were just kind of picking aspects of them and they picked the wrong ones. I let Deadpool be on its own thing.
Yeah.
I think let Ryan Reynolds continue to do Deadpool with his cast, with the people in it, maybe even continue to get some cameos from the original X-Men crew, get Hugh Jackman in there, whatever. Yeah. But aside from that, the X-Men need to be rebooted. And honestly, they need to be added into the MCU in a way that makes sense. It can't just be, oh, they've been in Westchester the whole time. Didn't you just ignored the part where, you know, they weren't involved in the battle for New York. They haven't been doing anything else. And hey, there was that whole thing in Egypt and, you know, Magneto destroyed 1970 and stuff. No, just dump it all.
Yeah.
Start over. New cast. And heck, that would even give a chance for the people who are in the current cast, like Patrick Stewart or Hugh Jackman or Sophie or any of these guys, to get new parts in the films.
I almost feel like it needs a whole new cast. Like, we need to forget.
I'm not saying recast them as X-Men. I'm just saying if you want to use them in the Marvel Universe, you're not hampered.
And Chris Evans.
Exactly, Chris. And it's not just them. There's a couple others who've crossed over. And then you've also got Quicksilver, who is a character in both universes. So,
but also, that's where the one thing is. See, I think of like Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver as the best way of introducing them.
Except because, Quicksilver's dead.
Yeah, but we don't worry about that. We can bring him back.
That's true. It's
not free. we only have to do that. Scarlet Witch just has to get out of the thing and her brother's back. It's that thing of, I feel like Scarlet Witch actually is the prime reason to bring her in. They can really kind of go, you know, delve into her history, a couple of quick quips in an Avengers movie or something like that, and you've got mutants. And it's just, you know, it's she is a mutant at the end of the day. She's Magneto's daughter. It just,
and they still can.
Yeah.
And I mean, that'd be perfectly fine. And since Scarlet Witch does not show up in the X-Men movies at all, like you said, that's a great way to introduce her. You can get Magneto in there. Quicksilver was a hero too, or a mutant too.
Yeah.
And boom, you're in. And you can even backdoor some of the other characters into being latent mutants or something like that.
Well, it's like that kind of thing of like, even just name drop like Professor Xavier a few times in before they do the movies, like they did with Doctor Strange. And, you know, I think they'll do the same with Reed Richards as well, actually. Of just start naming dropping these characters in before we see them.
Yeah, just like
at the building.
That's one of the best.
The Baxter building in New York. You know, things like that. Of just build up to it, and then they can do the origins later. I don't know. I think a lot of the attention from the Fox deal has been on the Marvel side. It's like it is good, and I think Marvel, but there was so much more to it. But it's also, it makes life a lot easier for everybody. Everyone knows where it all is, and it just makes all these problems of different cinematic TV shows and stuff. It's all going to make it easier.
And it's also easier to comprehend, you know, because you can think conceptually, oh, the aliens are going to be part of Marvel. They're going to get all these other franchises from Fox. But that's all just kind of theoretical. Nothing's really going to change with any of those. Whereas this is an actual change that will happen to their biggest franchise, you know. The X-Men and the Fantastic Four is something that you can point to and go, this is happening because of that deal. Yeah. All the rest of the stuff, you know, whoever makes the Aliens movies, whoever does the X-Files, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. Because, you know, the X-Files aren't going to suddenly end up in Disney World. The Aliens aren't going to suddenly end up in the Magic Kingdom.
But come on, they could turn alien encounter into a much better thing with an actual alien in the middle.
That might go against the theme a little.
Proper alien encounter.
But yeah, the acquisition of Fantastic Four and X-Men might be a footnote in this idea, because we're talking literally billions of dollars, numbers that don't even make sense, that even when you hear them, you can't comprehend the scale involved. These are tiny little footnotes amongst that, but they are the ones that we notice. Yeah. So there's that.
Anyway, we'd love to know what you guys think of Marvel coming back completely those characters coming back in properly after the Fox buyout. Love to know your thoughts. Go check us out over at DizKingdom.com. You can like, follow, subscribe on all the different video platforms, social media, etc. I'm James. Where can they find you?
Find me, HeroicLegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later. Later.